Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right! It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And this evening, we're commemorating the 15th anniversary coming up this Sunday of the 9/11 terrorist attacks that utterly changed the world. We began with our featured artist, Tangerine Dream, the German electronic band who've been around for decades. We heard four songs from them, actually, all from their Stratosphere album. Stratosphere, The Big Sleep in Search of Hades, 3 a.m. at the Border of the Marsh from Okie Finoki, and Invisible Limits were all in that set, which had a lot of commentary, actually excerpts from a lecture in 2008 at Boston University by Dr. David Ray Griffin, calls himself a 9/11 truth seeker. Thanks again to Chuck Yu for recording that. And we also heard from Buck Cherry in there, Lawless and Lulu. And I've been listening to Buck Cherry a lot this week. Their first album really rocks. And I've got two other albums of theirs, including one that I consider it their new album, but it was released in 2011. The name is 15, commemorating their 15, well, their then 15 years of being a band. So, we've certainly got a lot of craziness going on in our sound collage this evening for you. Also in the mix were longtime WMFO DJ and commenter Hank Fonts, host of Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz, one of WMFO's finest political commentary programs and jazz programs ever. And also a number of clips from witnesses seeing planes hit the World Trade Center and the aftermath and people jumping off the buildings to certain death. That it was either die from fire up there or jump and die that way. Scary and sad and tragic. Well, we've got another long set coming up for you, featuring Tangerine Dream. And this, actually, I'll just mention, a lot of the sources for tonight's program have come from many different places over the years. And a lot of that last set was some mixing I did several years ago live here in our WMFO Studio A using our Pioneer CDJ players and mixers, which are very, they're very interactive, and you can make things go slow and fast and backwards. And that was some of the techniques that I was using, and that you will be hearing as well in the next set as we continue our 9/11 memorial. So let's start off this next set, and it's going to begin here. The bed for this is Tangram, set 2. From an album by Tangerine Dream, originally on vinyl, with just 2 songs, Tangram set 1 and Tangram set 2. We'll be back on the other side of this 24-minute set. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO.
But defenders of the official story said, oh, no, 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 that's not true. 30,000 popular mechanics, you know, wrote a book defending the official theory. And one of its authors said 40,000, 50,000 feet, cell phone calls, perfectly possible. But while popular mechanics was making that brave claim, the CIA was pulling the rug out from it. This was 2006. At the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui, you remember the so-called 20th hijacker, the FBI was asked to turn in all sorts of evidence
attention
relating
for the
to
disastrous rise of
part of their evidence was a report about phone calls from all
We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
What did they say when they got to Flight 93?
Only I'm alert.
They said of the 37 calls from that flight, 35 of them remained on seatback phones, onboard phones, air phones.
So that security and liberty.
2 of them only were made on cell phones.
Akin to, and
those were made when the plane was just about ready to crash, so it was down at a very low altitude.
Has been the technological revolution.
The FBI implicitly agreed with
in this revolution research
high altitude phone calls.
It also becomes more formalized, complex, and costly.
Well, what do we do then about all the people who said they're absolutely convinced they got cell phone calls?
Today, the solitary inventor.
You know, many people said my husband, my wife said I'm calling on the cell phone. In one case,
in
the person was told
and testing fields.
Not appear that there's any kind of
passenger
effort
had
up there yet.
The phone
never
from
oh my God!
Next door, next seat neighbor.
Historically, the fountain
looked like a second
ideas.
Well, in those cases, you might say, well, they got confused, they forgot.
Has experienced
memory,
a revolution in the
but what about Dina Burnett? She couldn't have misunderstood.
And then we
We must also be alert.
Now, this is speculation, but there is pretty good speculation. There is a technology that could explain that it was functioning at the time. In 1999, William Arkin, a well-known writer about military theory, published an article in the Washington Post reporting an experiment, a demonstration that he had observed of the new technology of voice morphing, which allows people to simulate the voice of another person.
as we and peer
so well,
into
in fact,
future,
that you could fool
we,
the best friend or even a spouse.
You and I, and our
reported that he heard
the
voice of Colin Powell saying, I'm being treated
for
well
our
by
own
my
ease and convenience.
He heard another
the precious
well-known general
of
saying, ladies and gentlemen, we have
we
just launched World War III.
The material
Neither of
our
generals had made those statements, everybody
the
in the room
their political and spiritual
knew
character.
Them and knew their voices would
We want democracy to survive for all generations
Now, we know
to come.
About the
Not
form of digital morphing, the visual
tomorrow.
Like in Forrest Gump.
During the long lane of the history
Forrest
of
Gump shakes hands with JFK.
America knows that this world.
You know that didn't happen.
Ever growing
and yet it was perfectly.
Must avoid
life-like.
Becoming a community of
and
dreadful
And so Arkin points out, because
and
of digital morphing,
a proud
you can no longer say seeing
of mutual
believing.
And
you can see, but it may be
Such
not
Such a confederation
me
must be one of each.
Then he likewise points out, now thanks to voice morphing, hearing
with
isn't
the same
necessarily
confidence as do we.
Either.
Protected as we
now,
are
what about
by our
the,
moral,
the
economic,
phone, the number? Well, there are little devices you can put in the and which it says, fake any phone call you want to, so you can make any phone call here on somebody's caller ID. So at least it's possible, and to me it seems likely, that that's what happened. In any case, FBI also turned in a report about Flight 77, which is the flight that allegedly struck the Pentagon. And this contradicts the official story even more. That is the FBI's report. The most important of all the phone calls from that day were two from Barbara Olson. That is, two who were reported by her husband, Ted Olson, Theodore Olson, who is the Solicitor General of the Department of Justice. And, of course, Barbara Olson was a well-known commentator on CNN. Ted Olson told CNN that day and told the FBI that Barbara had called him twice that morning, that she was on Flight 77, that hijackers had taken over the plane. They were armed with knives and this is the only alleged phone call that mentioned box cutters. So this gives you an idea how important this story was to creating the official myth or story.
Not appear that there's
about
any kind of an effort
oh,
up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Thanks to this.
That looks like a
Another way
play.
This call was very important was that because she was very popular, especially with the right wing, this so outraged America that these evil Muslim Arab terrorists had killed Barbara Olson, that people were ready to go kill Arab Muslims. A lot of people said, you know, it didn't matter too much if they were responsible for 9/11. So this was instrumental to getting the whole psychology, mentality of the American people ready to support the war on terror. Another way this call was important, there was a rumor that Flight 77 had crashed in the Midwest. The FAA took this very seriously. The FAA controllers have completely lost control, radar contact with the plane. And there was a report
I totally
of the crash
concur.
At the Ohio-Kentucky border. These calls reported from Barbara Olson were proof that Flight 77 was still aloft and therefore could have been what damaged the Pentagon. However, when you look at the FBI's report, and you can all read this for yourself, it's on the website.
The abortionists have got to bear some burden for this because God will not be mocked. We destroy 40 million little innocent babies.
How to get there.
We make God mad.
Here is what the FBI report said. They're little graphics, so you can just read, see what they say. And here's what the graphic says about Barbara Olson. It does mention that she attempted a call. But it says, Barbara Olson attempted one call, unconnected, duration 0 seconds. Thank you. This is supposed to create a shock. But I'm surprised. Surely the Boston Globe reported this. This has been public knowledge since 2006.
Another factor in maintaining balance involves the element of time.
Now, the reason this is so amazing is that
we,
the FBI, is part of the Department of Justice.
Must avoid the
and yet this FBI report was saying that the story told on 9/11 by Ted Olson, the former Solicitor General of the Department of Justice,
the material assets of our
isn't true. Those calls never happened. That gives you two choices. Either Ted Olson lied,
we want democracy to survive,
or he was deceived like Dina Burnett. Either way, the whole thing is a lie. It's based on deception.
During the long lane of the history yet to be,
I happened to be invited to the European Parliament last year for the presentation of this new great movie by Giulietta Chiesa, a member of the Italian Parliament, a movie called Zero. How many have seen Zero? Oh, good, good.
Such a confederation.
I would say it, if you're talking about full-length movies that cover all the many aspects of life, it and Loose Change Kind of Cut are the two movies. And I think they're equally good. They're both really, really good. Anyway, I was there, and then they had as technological problems, and they couldn't get things to work. So Gaza leaned over to me and said, kill some time, entertain the audience. So I just started running on. And so I told this story, among others. And as I was telling this story, I said, you know, that's an amazing story. This should have been 3-inch headlines, screaming headlines in the Washington Post. But of course it wasn't. But then a few months later, a group called the Phoebes, taking off and the lingering Phoebes,
put out a war could utterly destroy this
musical DVD
which has been so
called 9/11 is a Lie, based on Staying Alive, Staying Alive, 9/11 is a Lie,
9/11 is a Lie.
And so I was particularly happy in the middle of that to see the Washington Post with 3-inch screaming headlines. FBI says story told by former Solicitor General is untrue.
As a private citizen, I shall never cease to do what little I can to help the world advance along that road. So in this, my last good night to you as your president, I thank you for the many opportunities you have given me for public service in war and in peace. I trust in that service, you find something worth it. As for the rest of it, I know you will find ways to improve performance in the future. You and I, my fellow citizens, need to be strong in our faith that all nations under God will reach the goal of peace with justice. May we be ever unswerving in devotion to principle.
How many people would still believe the official theory if they knew the facts that I just revealed to you and the dozens of other facts if we were willing to stay here a few more hours that I could tell you about, which the Boston Globe failed to mention? Not very many. This illustrates my point. That most people who continue to believe the Bush-Cheney conspiracy theory about 9/11 are simply unaware of dozens and dozens of facts that contradict this theory. For my final illustration of this point, I will discuss the collapse of Building 7 of the World Trade Center. The Truth Movement has long considered the collapse of this building to be the Achilles heel of the official theory, its most vulnerable spot. And for good reason. This building came down 5:29 that afternoon. It was not hit by a plane, and therefore no jet fuel was sprayed throughout it to start big fires. Therefore, this 47-story building had fires that lasted only on 6 floors.
ACLU of the ACLU's got to take a lot of blame.
It came down in virtual free fall. Straight down from a dead stop to suddenly started moving at free fall acceleration.
The abortionists have
and
got to bear some burden for this because
straight down.
God will not be
and then it ended up in a relatively small,
babies.
Tidy
we make
pot.
God mad. I really
in other words, it looked every bit like
the
form of controlled demolition known as
implosion, to make that
or use explosives,
the ACLU,
collapse the building from the bottom,
all of
and
that.
Have
tried
the
to secularize America
on themselves.
I
and that's
want
how
the
you
thing
get
in their face and say, you helped this happen.
I totally concur, and the problem is we
defenders of the official story
so
clearly did not want Americans to think about building seven. After 9/11 itself, as far as I know, this collapse was never shown on mainstream television. While we saw the Twin Towers
totally
and NASA
disregarded by the
time after time after time, but no showing
of
building
seven.
Steps likewise, the 9/11 Commission could not afford one sentence in its 571-page report to even mention that this 47-story building had collapsed. And this was a historic event, being the first time in the known universe in which a steel frame building collapsed because of fire alone. Surely that would have been worth a sentence.
He debunks the official story of the events
also,
that day and presents
NIST,
evidence to support his position.
Which had the task of reporting
that
on it,
is printed in painstaking
delayed
detail
the
in his
report
new book called
year
the
after
Pearl
year
Harbor
after
revisited.
Year. Originally, the reports were supposed to come out in 2004.
Here's
they
Dr.
said
David
we're not
Ray
ready.
Griffin.
I turn now to my topic. They will do it in 2005. In 2005, they put out the report on
take
the
a
World
look.
Trade Center, the towers.
Second look.
But said, Building 7 is going to take a little longer. It'll come out next year. Next year came. They said, no, it'll come out in 2007. In 2007, they said, no, it'll come out in the beginning of 2008. Beginning of 2008, they said, it'll come out in August. Well, by golly, it did. The first draft came out in August. And then
a
the final draft came out
whenever
in
two or
November.
More people plan in secret.
Coincidentally, I'm sure, just before Bush and Cheney were ready to
hold
office.
A conspiracy theory.
In any case,
event,
my next book.
To believe that it came about because of some conspiracy.
Well, not quite my next book. My next
According
book
to
is going
to
come out pretty quickly.
9/11,
is going to be called Osama bin Laden,
which became
dead
the official
or
account.
Alive. And I argued that
the attacks
he's
resulted
long been dead
from a conspiracy.
And amazingly, it looks like we can pinpoint the date.
The official
December 13th or 14th through 2001.
That was the original.
One little clue is the funeral announcement of Bin Laden's funeral on December 15th, 2001. And so,
9/11 is therefore not a debate
I'm
between conspiracy
suggesting
theorists
that,
and people who reject
and also,
conspiracy
I mean,
theories.
The really crucial thing
it's simply
is that,
between a debate
as the FBI, as the CIA will
Bush Cheney interpretation of 9/11,
former CIA operative Robert Baer,
and those
who
accept
wrote
the alternative
book on which,
theory,
was
according to which 9/11 resulted
has said
a conspiracy.
He's checked with
the Bush-Cheney administration.
CIA officials who have the task of tracking him alive. Not one of them can say that he's still alive.
The
and that they all say we have not intercepted another message from him
to
since
be rational,
December 13th.
Must ask
whereas
which
prior to that, they were intercepting messages to and from Bin Laden rather regularly, and they just stopped on December 13th.
Dr. David Ray Griffin,
so
Saturday
those two things present pretty good evidence. And then, of course,
he gave reasons for
what
skepticism
about
the 9/11 Commission, including new evidence from the FBI and other intelligence sources.
Well, have you looked at some
spending
of
spending nearly an hour discussing these various
none
facts,
of them
which included
can be proved to be authentic, and some of them can clearly
he
be seen.
To the case of World Trade Center Building Number 7.
So somebody is
this
faking
illustrates
these
my point.
My favorite is the
most
Blackbeard the Terrorist,
to believe
where Bin Laden,
Bush Cheney,
beard has been getting grayer and grayer and grayer, suddenly
about
has
9/11
a truly black
are simply
beard.
Unaware of dozens and dozens of facts.
These guys are not geniuses.
If the
if our news organizations or our Congress were doing one-tenth of their job, this would have been exposed long,
the truth
long,
movement
long ago.
Long considered the collapse of this building to be the Achilles heel of resistance to its most vulnerable spot. And for good reason, this building came down 5:21 that afternoon. It was not hit by a plane, and therefore no jet fuel was sprayed throughout it to start big fires. Therefore, this 47-story building had fires that lasted only on 6 floors. And yet, it came down in virtual freefall, straight down from a dead stop, just suddenly started moving at freefall acceleration. Defenders of the official story clearly did not want Americans to think about Building 7. After 9/11 itself, as far as I know, this collapse was never shown on mainstream television, while we saw the Twin Towers ad nauseum, time after time after time. But no,
get me some plasma. Perhaps some plasma would help. Would you?
Likewise, the 9/11 Commission
with the plasma, but never mind.
Could not afford one sentence in its 571-page report to even mention that this 47-story building had collapsed. And this was a historic event, being the first time in the known universe in which a steel frame building had collapsed because of fire alone. Surely that would have been worth a sentence.
Listen to what they say. Palace sit in judgment. we don't know, we don't know. And if one looks throughout the history of our country and other free countries, it is the latter category that tend to be the difficult ones.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening, it's a Tears of the Gods sound collage commemorating the 15th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks and all that came afterwards, like the invasion of Iraq, the victory that we had there supposedly, and yet that's continuing, ISIS. Yes, it's all flows from what happened on September 11th, 2001. So that last set was the conclusion of our Dr. David Ray Griffin talk that he gave in 2009 at Boston University, overlaid on top of Tangerine Dream, our featured artists this evening, on top of their Tangram Set 2 piece. And we also heard Joan Jett and the Blackhearts in there with Riddles from their Sinners album. And in particular, there's that audio clip in there from a former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, and his talk about the known unknowns and the unknown unknowns that he gave in a news briefing in 2002, talking about linking the government of Iraq with weapons of mass destruction. But, you know, well, let me go and read that whole quote here from him, because I think it's well worth considering. More completely, he said, in answer to a reporter's questions, reports that say something hasn't happened are always interesting to me, because as we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are unknown unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns, the ones we don't know, we don't know. And if one looks throughout the history of our country and other free countries, it's the latter category that tend to be the difficult ones. And despite Donald Rumsfeld not being a very nice man, I think there's a lot of truth. Well, it's a point well worth pondering. And in fact, I'm not taking any classes here at Tufts this semester, but I've been absolutely privileged to take 5 classes with one of my intellectual heroes, Professor Dan Dennett, the philosopher extraordinaire. And I asked him once about that Donald Rumsfeld quote. And first he got a little bit, he clearly didn't like Donald Rumsfeld, and he sort of immediately dismissed him a bit. But Professor Dennett is certainly a sharp guy with a lot of integrity, and he had a bit more time to think about that. And then he answered my question about that, saying that there was something to it. That unknown unknowns, well, what can we say about them? They certainly do affect the world. So we've got about 25 minutes left before Chase Carson will be coming up with a time tunnel. Soul music, funk music, dance music, disco, rhythm and blues, and the jazz interlude in the second hour. And I got a, I've got a jazz prelude for you this evening. And it's going to be a little unconventional jazz, I think. But, you know, that's what we're about here at WMFO, expanding your listening horizons. And we've got time for, one last set, yes. And I think we're going to start that off with something from another kind of pretty spacey band here, The Orb, and this is The Supernova at the End of the Universe from The Orb's Adventures Beyond the Ultra World, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
Been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community, and sometimes like this evening, hopefully educational radio, as we've been commemorating the 15th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 attacks. In that last set, we started off with The Orb and an 12-minute piece called Supernova at the End of the Universe, and then AC/DC, Dogs of War, from their last and most likely final studio album, Rock or Bust. Backing me up right now, well, this is our jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson coming up in about 6 minutes. And this is a piece by Rabi Abul Khalil, an Arabian jazz musician. The piece is called The Pain After. I wanted to let you know about the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market. In case you didn't already know, the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market delivers locally grown produce to various parts of the city with the goal of ensuring that all residents have access to healthy foods at affordable prices. And, you know, if you're a resident of the North Street housing or Mystic housing projects, or if you've got a SNAP card, a WIC card, or a Senior Farmers Market coupon, you can get 50% off your purchase. 50%! The mobile market accepts cash, credit, debit, SNAP EBT, WIC Farmers Market coupons, and Senior Farmers Market coupons. And the mobile market is basically a van that are on Fridays and Saturdays stops at a total of four locations. Two on Fridays in the morning over at the Council on Aging on Holland Street, and in the afternoon at the East Somerville Community School. And then on Saturdays in the morning from 10:30 to noon over at the North Street Housing Project Development, 26 North Street. And then in the afternoon from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., they're over at the Mystic Housing Development. And, you know, I went there last week over at the North Street stop, and I got just an outstanding bunch of giant, yes, giant scallions for $1.50. There were like six of them, and they were like, you know, almost 2 feet long. And I showed them to my neighbor, Mrs. Stefano, and she was so excited. She's going over there tomorrow. In fact, she asked me today just to be sure. Yes, the North Street housing projects, 10:30 to noon tomorrow. That's the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market. And you can find out more by just firing up your favorite search engine and type in Somerville Mobile Farmers Market. Well, Chase is back this evening, bringing you 2 hours of great rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day. And we've got a special treat for you this evening, because old school Steve is in the house, and he's going to be mixing you up some of his favorites. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Thanks so much for joining me for this, admittedly, a crazy sound collage with, yes, clips from 9/11 witnesses, clips from the hijackers in the cockpit earlier in the show, the cockpit of Flight 93 after it was hijacked, clips from Dr. David Ray Griffin's talk, thanks again, Chuck Yu, clips from all the reporters. Yes. So let's remember all of that and what's happened and how many things have gone so terribly wrong with all of that. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back again with another sound collage for you next week here on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.